Hi, I'm Jason Flom, and I'm the host of Wrongful Conviction with Jason Flom.
And I'm Rabia Chaudhry, attorney and co-host of Undisclosed. We want to talk to you today about your rights and how they relate to interactions with the police.
So Rabia, say I'm at home and I hear a loud banging at the door. The police have announced themselves and say they have a warrant. Now, besides quickly throwing on some clothes, I might be asleep or whatever, what are some of the things that I need to remember in order to protect myself in this situation?
Okay, so if the police come to your house, the first thing you want to do is ask for their names. Don't just let them walk in. I know too many people who think that's the right thing to do. Open the door and let them in. Don't ever do that without seeing a signed warrant either for your arrest or to search the property. Now remember, if they have a search warrant, they can only search the things that are limited to whatever's written in the warrant. So make sure you read that warrant before they enter. And then once they enter, always exert your right to remain silent, but quietly observe the search. Just respectfully stay out of the way and just watch what they're doing, and then note down everything in writing afterwards as soon as possible. Now, remember, police don't need search warrants for items that are in plain view. So if you have some things that you wouldn't want cops stumbling over, then maybe keep them out of sight. If you're being arrested, as always, do not resist arrest. And if you have been arrested, for the love of God, ask for an attorney, answer no questions, and sign nothing. Remember, if no one talks, everybody walks. Don't ever be talked into cooperating with the police. It can never help you. They are not your friends. Every single thing you say and do can and will be held against you. And if you've been read your Miranda rights, don't ever waive them. Reaffirm your demand for an attorney and your right to remain silent.
I'm going to say it again. Do not waive your Miranda rights. 85% of people do, and it's always a mistake. It's never a good idea. Don't waive your Miranda rights. And remember, this could actually save your life or save you from a mountain of trouble that we don't want to see you get into. We want you to stay safe out there. Now, to learn more and get involved, listen to Undisclosed. There's tons of information there. I listen to it. I hope you will too.
And listen to Wrongful Convictions podcast. So much to learn from these stories.
These are your legal rights.
Know your rights, understand your rights, and most importantly, exercise your rights.